Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid.
It's me, Fabio! And you're watching Guys Game to the Beer. Yay!
That is so messed up.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things wrong.
Why do we cheer again?
Because we made it through another week.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's all.
I mean,
good
look at my age, man. Every day I'm alive.
This last week was not the easiest week to live through.
No, it sucked.
Gentlemen, why was it a tough week to live through? What have we been doing for the last week?
Well, there's been NetFest.
Yeah, we
were
buried in a basement.
New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's.
There's been just everything.
Well, and you probably had, some people had, I certainly did, sort of Christmas 3, 4, 5, you know, those sort of bonus
ones. Oh, yeah, I had
ones.
That too.
And then
Christmas. What's the bonus part?
Well, you know.
Oh!
And then,
triple Christmas.
And then you have NetFest, and then you have, probably some of us maybe worked. Not all of us.
All of us.
But some of us worked. Not all of us.
Oh, look, I worked my ass off at NetFest. So NetFest, for those of you who have watched the show before, we do like 8 solid days of gaming where we bury ourselves in a place called Neverwhere, which is a basement of an old speakeasy, and we play games.
Classy.
It is really classy.
Really? This year was awesome.
Yeah,
you're really not so classy.
Not so classy.
Last year, not so classy.
And the smoking lounge isn't so classy, but we bury ourselves and we play literally 8 solid days of LAN gaming and network gaming and board gaming. People show up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and crap, I'm beat to shit.
Tom, what were you wearing all week? Oh yeah, pajama pants
and slippers. And slippers.
Did you ever change?
No. No, actually,
If
I had to go out, I actually put pants back on. But when I was there, that was my official uniform.
And guys, the important thing, he wore the same pair of underwear for 8 days straight.
Hell yes.
They went from boxer briefs to briefs to commando.
Still chafing on that one.
There's couches and stuff to kick back on. And that was kind of cool having some of the games on a big screen, you know, like coin ops was on a big screen.
Yeah.
And
how about that? Honey Pop was on a big screen.
Okay, I got a little problem with that. There were kids about at points. I was just like, Politician Pat was like, it's not my fault. Like, did you buy the game? Are you playing the game? It's kind of in public.
NetFest really isn't the best place to bring kids.
I agree with that.
Or dogs. Should say that too.
Yeah, I agree with that too a little bit. You gotta watch. It really is a bunch of guys sitting down in a basement. Girls show up as well, but there are things that shouldn't. The little kids should not attend.
Well, I don't have a problem with the dog thing as long as, like, you know,
it doesn't pee twice.
Well, yeah, you do have to take them out like fairly regularly.
But dogs always freak out when you have a big crowd. So, but again, little kids peeing all over the floor—that was a whole other issue. If Tyler peed twice, you need to take him out more. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I know it's my job to take him out.
But, you know, to be fair, the one really downside is, you know, peeing on the floor and peeing in the bathroom was almost the same experience.
All right.
Yeah,
that
really.
Is true. That is true. You could. Everybody was peeing on the floor.
I witnessed everybody's pee on the floor in there. So.
Oh, God.
That one.
So, but Honey Pop actually brings up our first topic, because our first topic is, what did you buy on Steam sale? And for those of you who don't know what Honey Pop is, look it up on Steam. It was on sale this week during the Steam sale, and several people at LANFest or NetFest bought that game.
Do a Google image search.
I was going to buy it and leave it on like all night.
No. You do a Google image search with safe mode turned off.
No!
Actually, I just...
So our first topic tonight is, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Games you bought...
I thought it was just random missing.
No, we already did that.
We have a topic.
We
already made this part.
Don't worry. On the Steam sale.
And Honey Pop. Anybody hear about Honey Pop?
No.
Show of hands.
I knew you guys would see it. There's no freaking way I could buy it. I bought that and started it up. There'd be like Ha! Gotcha!
Yeah.
I was almost tempted to buy it and have my
one of the girls there actually hijacked one of the dude's Steam accounts, bought it on his Steam account, and was playing it on it. So I was just like, wow, okay, Kev, you got... Oh, you got Honey Pop. Oh. Yeah. So then it was just like, oh, Kevin's online on Steam playing Honey Pop? Like, pervert, 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 pervert. It's like, let me ping that bottom his row.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was still left that really. Streaming so people could watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would have been freaking awesome. Yeah. So, okay, so let's go around and find out what people actually got during the Steam sale.
Who wants to go first?
I actually did some gaming.
And bought a game.
And bought a game.
All right.
I spent money.
Let's start with Ben.
So we've talked about Titan Quest.
You know, it's
before.
Amazing when you have money.
God dang it!
How you start to spend money?
Look at the way he just hijacked the crap out of it. Ben's like actually on the topic finally,
and you just had to change it.
So you're talking about Titan Quest, huh?
So Titan Quest, yeah. So I've talked about before. It's that isometric view, like Diablo-esque kind of game. Well, the original developers of Titan Quest have moved on, and I think it's six dudes. It's on early access, but they've basically made a new game.
Sounds like a great game. Six dudes.
Six dudes. Six dudes.
Six dudes.
Six dudes. And a computer. Yeah. No, they put together a really good game. Yeah. And there was.
He's playing Honey Pop right now. I swear to God, Kevin just powered up.
What? No.
He is not.
Nope, that's his girlfriend.
No, that's his girlfriend.
That's
no.
His girlfriend.
No, it's Kevin.
It's Kevin. No, just wait.
It's well, Kevin. Ask him.
You just keep talking.
Nope, Kevin's not working. Okay, so they made this game. We did do a night at Netfest with it, but I missed out on it, which sucked. And my cloud saving didn't go over. But it's a really fun game. It's nice. It's
Titan Quest?
No, no, not Titan.
It's the spiritual successor to Titan Quest. It's the same developing group. It's a darker version, I would say, of Diablo 3. But it's in early access right now, so it's a great game. I think it was $15.
Well, what's it called? What's the
Grim Dawn. Sorry, Grim I didn't actually Dawn. Say
oh,
the name.
Oh, that game's
great. Yeah, I didn't actually say the name. Grim Dawn.
There it is.
Well, I didn't know that was made by the Titan Quest guys, because I didn't really read. I just, like, you ever just buy stuff because you saw a picture of it and it looked really good?
Yeah.
I don't even watch the videos. I just, like, ooh, look at that screenshot, and I grabbed it. Ooh, it's...
So, solid dungeon crawl.
Solid dungeon crawl, hack and slash. I don't know how the co-op works yet, because literally no one played it with me while I was there.
Yeah, but we played it when you weren't there, so...
Yeah, again.
The co-op...
I didn't get to play with
anybody. You weren't there when we did... The co-op works really good. It's really, really good. So...
So, I mean, my question is, obviously, you say the playstyle is very Diablo-esque. I mean, is, like, the setup of the game, like, are there multiple classes, things like that?
Right now, currently, there's five classes, and you get to choose your first class at level 2, and then your second class at level 10, and you can level up those classes at the same time.
How much downloadable content available?
It's in early access, so...
All of it?
All of it is downloadable content. Right. You have to download the game to play it, so technically that's downloadable content.
With that, so basically you don't actually really pick any like a character class or anything until after you hit level 2?
Well, you're level 1 and then you... Well, you pop your first level and then you choose. Okay. The one thing I don't like about the game, though... Oh yeah, you pop that first level. You pop that cherry level.
You honey popped it, didn't you?
I did the honey pop-a-rooney. The one thing I don't like about the game is when you select a class, like, say you were building for a specific, like, oh, I kind of want to do this type, and then you want to actually change your mind. They do have a merchant that, you know, you can reset your skills, but you can't take out mastery skills, which is that's what you pick your class, and then you level up the mastery of that class to unlock next tier stuff, and it gives you bonus stats while you're leveling it up. Well, you can't undo those, so it's like, well, I can't reset my character then.
I'm all right with that, man.
I don't know, man.
You picked a direction, man.
Okay.
Go
with
it.
I'm all right with that.
I want to clarify. Okay, so you pick your class and then there are mastery talents, or are you saying you can't reset the class you pick?
You can't reset
class. Once you pick a class, you're on that track.
Okay, but there's mastery.
Mastery is... The first time you select the class, yes, you can unselect the class. But once you put points into the mastery of that class, that's when you can't take those points out of that mastery. You can take them out of the skills you buy in the skill tree, but you can't take them out of the, I'm leveling up this class.
Okay.
So, like, Lockpicking is probably a skill.
Yeah.
No, and I got it. Probably pull that sure back.
But you can't take
I'm suddenly
away
not very
levels.
Good at that because I put a lot of my extra practice hours into playing mad bass.
No, see, I'm fine with
so
that.
So now
actually.
I'm a minstrel.
I feel like if you pick an actual like class, just like if you were to play any other game like Diablo, for instance, if you were to pick a barbarian, that's what you're going to play, but you can still read the class, like the skills and stuff. That's fine to me. So it doesn't bother me.
But
as much.
It was my first playthrough, so now it's like, well, I didn't, you know, I'm not trying to min-max the game right away, but I'm just also like, well, you're kind of, now you're locking me into this is how my build has to be.
But it makes sense,
it's
though.
It's
kind of
like college.
It makes sense, though. Well, I mean, you know, as fun as it was.
Can I get elective courses?
As fun as it was, it made no sense that once you let go of the ball in the Atari bowling that you could still control the ball all the way down the alley.
Yeah, it made total sense. I love
that. That made no sense.
Dude, you didn't see the air hands.
It's the force.
That is not the way it works.
No. If you're using the force, you can control
that ball
all the way.
It doesn't make a lot of sense that if you've been training a warrior.
I don't even see how
you're suddenly going to go, ah, screw it, I'm not going to be a warrior anymore.
Well, no, this was like, I wasn't even that.
A bunch of 50-somethings that are like at the end of their career path and wanted to change are now just depressed. They just got like their head.
Oh crap, I can't do it.
Well, I was like just a few, like I was 1 point into the class and it wouldn't let me reset it because I was like, oh fuck, I don't want to actually do this one.
Well, no, change my major.
Yeah, I was 1 point into it and it was just like, nope, you can't take that away.
But that he's like level one. He should just make a new character.
What? No. I was level 15 at
the game itself.
Yeah, he was just putting 1 point in.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to stick with this first core because I know I want to be. I'm going to go into the middle of the thing and just destroy everything. And then I was like, well, there's this shaman that maybe I want to use two-handed. And then I was like, no, I don't want to use two-handed.
But you have several characters going at the same time, though, right? Yeah, that's fair enough.
Right.
I'm okay with that. When they allow you to have several characters going.
I mean, that's something else is, like, being able to redo your skills in games and stuff, for the most part, is relatively new. Most games won't let you reset that. I mean, even originally in, like, Diablo 2, you couldn't do that right away. They didn't let you do that.
Lord's Destruction did?
It wasn't until after Lord's Destruction was released, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. So
YouTube's going to chastise us for
Yeah, they will. Losses. They always do. All
Thanks,
right.
YouTube.
So, who else got a whole bunch of stuff during Steam?
I got one game.
I'm going to let Rob go last because you know why? Rob will take hours to read off the list.
Yeah, because, dude, was it $2,000? Did you drop $2,000 this year?
I'm pretty sure Steam is actually not a
successful business. I actually didn't think I dropped
business.
That much.
It's just Rob.
Rob supports Steam.
Yeah.
All right, Steam, one more
You're
time.
You're welcome, Gaben.
When do you start subsidizing our show? Because, shit, Rob is sure subsidizing you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure
Rob's actually a billionaire, but he has no money because he spends it all on Steam.
Or at least a nice banner ad.
Yeah,
every once in a while.
So if I need to retire, I'm just going to sell my Steam account.
Yeah. All right. So
well, you know,
you could.
I did purchase some stuff.
All right.
Whoa.
I do. My Steam account from the start of this show was zero, and it's over 100 now. So, this show has really contributed to Steam again.
Banner ads.
So, thanks. You know, G2.
Bangarang.
I play, I love board games. So, what do? I play Talisman, the board game, and it's a great port so I play that. And, all their downloadable content was on sale, so I grabbed a bunch of expansions, all the ones I didn't have, and so I bought that.
Are dice rolls physics-based or just straight-up RNG-based? Are there dice rolls in Talisman?
Absolutely.
Okay, is it just RNG, let's run through the field, or is it like, no, you actually see dice and you're
you
rolling?
You see dice. You see dice go...
And they, okay.
Yeah.
Do they just plop down, or are they bouncing around?
They kind of bounce around. It's
animated. Okay.
I know in the background there's just already a number, but
right. But they make it look good.
They make it look good. They make it look good. So there's a random number generator in the background that's just doing its thing.
Yeah, but even physics
makes
sense what they do. So go ahead.
So yeah. So the other thing I purchased, probably the sort of straight up new thing that I purchased, I have talked about on this show before, and it was on my wish list, went on sale for I don't know, 60-70% off or whatever. Crypt of Necrodancer, yes. And it's a Zelda style game. 8-bit or 16-bit, something close to that, right?
There's bits, whatever. Bob.
Well, I mean, graphical style, I mean, it's in that.
Yeah.
8-bit, 16-bit kind of thing. But when it comes to combat, it combines sort of the normal combat with a rhythm game. So in order to strike, you got to strike like in rhythm.
Right.
You know, with whatever's playing.
You got to beat it off in rhythm. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that way. I saw it demoed to me, and I'm like, oh, it seems interesting. I haven't had a chance to play it, but that was one of them I picked up. I also finally sort of pulled the trigger on the remakes of Secret of Monkey Island and Monkey Island 2. You know, they were both, you know, like, I don't know, what, a buck or two.
Oh, yeah, for that, yeah. And that's what we love about the Steam sale. You can get stuff like that. When it finally hits that price point, it's like, yeah, for that price, I'm buying it and put it in my library.
But I will say, though, probably the best shopping I did was my own Steam library. So as I'm looking through...
You bought your own Steam library?
Well, no. As I'm looking through the stuff I bought or stuff I'm going to buy or things, you're looking after your game list and you realize the things you have already bought and never visited. And it's like...
Rob?
You know, it's like, okay, I bought The Witcher last year.
Yeah.
And have yet to play it. You know?
Like, wait, why am I laughing?
I got 10 minutes in.
Why am I laughing? I think I did the same thing.
Right. So, and this.
Yeah, I almost bought two.
That happened to me too. Except this pet, I bought it like a year or two ago, and I finally started playing this past year. Then my hard drive died. I'm like, I hate my life.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, let's see. Witcher not installed, 0% played. I guess I did the same damn thing.
Right. Shit. So I followed
all the episodes of The Witcher, didn't I?
You didn't even, like, start the opening somatic.
No, not at all, dude.
No.
Did you say somatic?
Somatic.
Somatic. I'm anti-semantic, somatic.
So, yeah, so I saw that, and I saw... I hadn't even installed, but purchased
right.
Mass Effect 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You know, there was a couple others. It was like... So, instead of, like, purchasing... And so, as I was going through the process of, oh, I'm looking at this game and this game, I decided, rather than purchasing many more games, I set goals for myself to actually play the games that I've already purchased, or at least...
Now that's a good resolution.
You know, so since it's New Year's, I decided to actually play some of the games that I've actually purchased. So, I went shopping in my own library.
Probably not a bad call, actually.
Well, I did exactly the same thing. I said, this year I'm going to just quit buying so many games and
bullshit.
I'm going to play them. And I said, fuck it, look at that sale!
All right. After you, sir.
All right, well, I actually didn't buy too much this time around. I did finally buy... Because every time we've played... oh, my God. My mind is dead. Killing Floor 2. I played on someone else's PC, so I was like, oh, I should probably just fucking buy it. So I did. Bought that, but didn't see anything else that stood out to me. Like, oh, that's something I've been wanting to buy, like, for the price or whatever. But it did cause me... I did spend, like, 3 hours just going through all the random freaking games I could find. And I did find some cool things that I'm looking at probably buying later, but it was really nice to actually just sit there and dive deep into, like, the massive amount of games that Steam does have, which is insane now.
Is there a total count? Do they have a total count?
They've got someplace.
They don't post it, though? Where it's something ridiculously high.
Well, I mean, you used to look at the new releases at any given time, and it's like, hey, here are the games that have been released the past month. Now you look at it like, here are the past games that were released in the past hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. What else was I say? Oh, I mean, one games I saw that I thought was really cool was Hocus, which I showed you.
It's basically
a really simple, like, puzzle game. Like, you have to get the cube and you roll to the whatever square. But the cool thing with it is it uses impossible objects
in the physical world,
which is really cool. And I'm like, okay, that is clever, and I love that. So probably gonna pick that up soon. That sounds clever. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah, not me. I actually bought quite a few. Not quite a few, only like four or five. So,
did you buy a knee brace?
I should have got a fucking knee brace.
One other thing I wanted to say. I don't know how you guys feel about the way Steam is doing their sales now, but I don't like it where everything's just like, okay, here are the prices. Buy stuff. I miss the flash sales.
I miss those too. Oh,
they're not doing that anymore?
No, they don't do it. No, it was like, oh, this is it.
They just do all sales. Yeah, they just do a straight out sale. So.
Which is great because you get the great price right up front and you're not like, oh, crap.
The voting and everything too.
I like the voting. That was the one thing I was like, okay, you can do the flash sales. That's, I like that.
You know what?
I feel like they have they need to give
They're
me
getting
a reason.
Lazier every year.
That's part of it. They're getting lazy.
They need to give me a reason to like go back, and I don't play those little games that they have set up, so I don't care about that. But
there was just a
they did have a game set up where you could play, and then you would unlock.
You're right. They did all sorts of stuff.
That was kind of weird. It was like this.
That was last year. Last year had the clicky one.
That this year.
Yeah. No, they did.
Just
they
a
did
card collection this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the flash sales though kind of that keeps you engaged.
Yeah,
in Steam,
you constantly monitor.
So now I
want to come up this.
Well, then what are you gonna fill your time with? Well,
exactly.
I'm just gonna keep looking at the game store to see if something comes.
Yeah, I agree. I think you look more if there's something.
Well,
going,
and then you think
an
you also think too like, oh, it's at 50%.
Yeah.
Do I buy it now?
Or do I wait?
Do I wait to go to 60%?
That makes it fun, though.
It goes down to 12%.
I like
Buck.
It's like a game within a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game is... Yeah.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you always feel like you had fun.
Yeah.
Right. Because the worst thing I always did too was, okay, you wait for the game that you want to buy, and it's not in a flash sale, so it's like, oh no, I missed it. But at the last day, they always do like, hey, here's the big sale, like... Repeats a lot of the deal, so it's like, okay, great.
Yeah, and that's what I often did.
And I was like, I feel like that probably worked. Maybe business wise, they make more money just doing the flat sale, but I'm like, it makes me less interested.
I agree.
Well, and maybe doing that, like, let's fluctuate all that, maybe that jacked something up on their end, where it's just like, that was so much more crazy amount of work.
I can't see how that's that much work, because that's all computer.
I could see an accountant getting pissy.
Maybe an accountant getting pissy.
My thing even be, at least do like the voting thing. I like the voting.
Yeah, even
bring
that
back
was
voting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, Steam. So, telling you how to run your business, bring back flash sales, bring back voting. All right? Just, we're telling
you.
And
give us
a
banner
ad. Business, okay?
And a banner ad.
Yeah.
And
our banner ad.
And you need a banner ad on the Guys Games and Beer website, okay?
Yeah, but you can skip the novel.
We will whore ourselves out.
Yeah.
Did anybody read the novel thing?
No.
You mean the novella?
The novella.
It's a novella.
The Nova?
So,
the Chevy Nova? Did anybody read the Chevy Nova?
That tells you how much anybody cared about
that. I suck
at
English.
All right.
It's my only language, though.
Hey, man, you got C++.
Again, I did a few things. I got purchases. I picked up Five Nights at Freddy's.
Nice.
Yeah. Man, that game was terrifying. I hate that game.
It really is.
Is
that
a one game or a...
It's a single game. It's a jump scare game.
There's several episodes.
We really do. Yeah, there are several episodes, but it's a straight jump scare game.
I was somewhat tempted by the King's Quest, but it's like, I'm not sure about those, like, oh, I'll give you episode one for
I'm going to tell you, I wasn't going to pick that one up, but Tegan really wanted to play it, so I picked it up. So, it's okay.
You did pick it up.
Yeah,
hey, man,
No.
I want to play Honey Pop.
Oh, the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Because Tegan wanted to play it down at NetFest. I picked up Grim Dawn. Grim Dawn's good. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's like you said.
I'm not the one...
It gets things right that...
Diablo
3. Still in beta.
No, not Diablo. That...
Titan Quest
did not get right.
It's still in beta, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, and the one
it's already
issue
than,
I've got with it
than Titan Quest,
Diablo 3,
and Titan Quest.
Yeah,
Torchlight.
Better than Torchlight.
Yeah.
Significantly better than Torchlight.
Oh, no.
See, people,
no,
it's
yeah,
not.
I think, that,
I won't
I
say
think the character.
But it is better.
Yeah,
I'll rate it on Torchlight. I never really. I couldn't get into it.
Really, I like Torchlight.
I mean, it's
it
a fun game. Just like,
well, you should have picked a female character and just watched
I think the magic drop they've got. They've got like an insane rate on it right now.
It's
like, I feel like I'm getting too many good items. And then always the problem with that game, that game style is, no, but I'm shield one-handed. Kind of set up. Why do I keep getting caster stuff?
I suspect they'll change that.
What? I think they're just
testing. Caster spell?
Caster
oil.
Something I bought, and this is in beta well, is Angels Fall First.
I saw you guys playing
it. It's kind of like Planet Side.
Yeah,
it's got some real potential. Basically, you can think of it kind of a cross between Elite Dangerous and Planet Side. It's a first-person shooter, but you can pilot ships, and you can take over planets, and it's got everything to it. it's in beta. It really has a lot of beta issues still, okay?
Which is fine. Because like they say it's in beta. It is in beta.
They say it's in beta, and yes, it's in beta. But the game's really got a lot of potential. The graphics are brilliant. The gameplay's not bad. It's a very limited gameplay right now, but it's not bad. A few bugs we found in the gameplay when we got big parties going. But a lot of potential with that game. So that's going to be one to keep an eye on, guys. I really think that one's going to go a long way. I picked up Mech Force Online. That's a freebie. It's a...
That's not totally free, though.
No, it's a freemium.
Yeah.
It's a freemium game.
Wait.
Yeah, $50.
$50 for a mech!
Wasn't there just a, like a kickstart around Mech Force or... Was it Battletech?
No, this is Microsoft's Mech Force updated now for online play.
Mech Warrior Online.
I'm sorry.
Mech Warrior 2 was probably the height of that series.
Was the perfect of the series. Yeah. That was absolutely flawless. Yeah. That being said, the online is fucking brilliant, okay?
It is super pretty, super awesome. The fact that you can customize your cockpit is super cool.
But the one crummy thing is...
$50 for a mech.
$50 for a single mech.
Is that the most expensive, or is that the default price?
No, that is not the default price.
And do you get that mech? And can it be any mech? So is everyone just running around with an Atlas?
No, trust me, running around with an Atlas isn't going to help you a lot. It's well balanced, you know. Small mechs are faster, shoot faster, get
and
out of the
they
way.
Give bonuses for all you're doing is I'm scouting, and right. You make money scouting.
Scouting,
you don't
exactly.
just make money cash.
Yeah, if you're a scout, if you can go out there and sight people up, they've done a really good job balancing. Mm,
yeah, and staying in formation, just being close to your partners, you make money. So it's really going for it. But we do agree,
Atlas is a nice mech.
Atlas is a great mech. But that being said, the catapult in that mech, you just stand back there and rain down missiles, LRMs from above, dude.
I do like the catapult.
All right. So all that being said, you know, guys, we love mech games here at Guys Games of Beer. This is a really good mech game. It's a solid mech game.
Yes.
I don't like the freemium part. I never like the freemium part.
Well, you can't play a mech game if you don't have a mech.
No, they have a rotating roster.
That you can get free mechs.
So you could just jump in any old mech.
But you don't get to customize those mechs at all.
Exactly.
I mean, they do build it so it is here's these four mechs.
So they're all like black and white. They say generic on them.
Basically. And that being said, you get C-bills and things like that for playing
the game.
Anybody
else remember generic food?
Generic food. Right. You can play it up. It just takes time.
really long.
Was that nationwide? Does anybody know if that was nationwide?
Everybody does. I also picked up Slender the Arrival. So I was doing a lot of work on my Oculus setups while I was down at NetFest. So I picked up Slender the Arrival, which is an
Looks
Oculus.
Good.
It's a beautifully, graphically a beautiful game. Another jump scare game, basically.
Hey, man, we're not going to get blamed for anything, are we?
And on the Oculus, it looks really good. So, again, another good one to good. And then I also picked up Rocket League. Now, this is going to be... We'll talk about this more. I'm going to hold on talking about it more right now because second half of the show, we'll probably bring this up more. But I picked up Rocket League as well. So I actually picked up five or six games during the sale.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not too many. Not too bad.
Yeah. Now let's compare it to Rob's stash.
Hey. That's why I left him for last.
Well, we should probably go to break and...
We'll all go to break. Rob can sit here and just start
Rob's
going to
start monologuing.
We'll be back tomorrow
when Rob finishes his list.
Rob's in here.
Come on, Rob.
What did you pick up on the Steam sale?
I was laughing at Kevin's response to my account.
Just give me your right now raw count.
So raw.
Your raw
How many
count.
Games did you pick up during the sale?
You're just raw count total. Now, to be fair, when I started the show, I talked about how mine went from zero to like 100
and
so on. When we started the show, Rob's was at like 300.
Yeah, I did worse.
But now he's over 1,000, okay?
1,068.
That is incredible.
Yeah. I wish Steam gave you a total of how much hard drive space you would need for every single game to be installed. That'd
I
be
mean,
a
you
nice
could get
feature.
That space.
I
actually.
Could never do that.
Yeah. So, Rob, how many games did you pick up?
I don't know, like 20.
Okay.
Carry the 6.
All right, read them.
Times by Theta.
That's funny. Mostly, I have not played. No.
Oh.
I picked up Scooby-Doo, Quake Live, which actually I played online for quite a long time. It's basically the current version of Quake 3 Arena.
Ooh, I mean, nice.
Same graphics, same everything. I really liked playing it years ago, like in the mid-2000s. It was nice to see it online. It was nice to see an old friend. I like it because it's a skill-based game. Yes, if you know the maps, you have a distinct advantage. You did in Halo 2, but some little frickin', you know, kid hasn't just picked out the right loadout to kick everybody's ass. You actually got to know how to play that game. So, and by the way, I'm not very good, so I'm not saying that because I'm any good at it. I'm not terribly good at it. I'm way better if I'm not on a team deathmatch. Capture the flag, man.
Love
I can Quake. Run Love like a bitch.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Scream like a little girl the entire
time. Yes, I do, dude.
I got to pop my hand off.
I love that game, even though I'm not particularly good at it.
I was good screaming like a bitch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Real good at screaming like a bitch.
Gonna pay for that later.
Imperion Galactic Survival.
What the fuck?
That's, that game is, it's, you basically crash land, you're gonna see a, I do this a few times in this particular collection. You basically crash land on a planet and you're supposed to survive on it, but eventually you get to the point where you can fly to other planets and then you can
crash on those planets.
On those planets. Basically. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, crashed on this planet.
You know, you can build, you know, you can build big ships and stuff, and it's, you know, it's basically nice graphics, what do you call it? Minecraft.
Nice.
It's okay. I played it for a few minutes. You know, I was okay with it.
That's a long time for Rob. I mean, have you seen his Steam list?
It has potential. It's still pretty early on. So, Descent Underground, still very early on, but feeling awesome. I love the Descent series. So, I love these reboots when they're legit.
That's really cool.
When they're legit reboots, I really like them. This seems pretty legit. It's still only multiplayer. Reboot? It's like when they actually care about it and they're not just skinning
they're
some new graphics
and quit.
Putting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for a while Atari was doing like reboots of stuff, and the games, you can tell they were just done by some crappy outfit who was there to make a quick buck and get
so
the
like
hell out.
Reboots of movies.
These are,
well,
right.
What do you do?
Are like reboots that they actually cared about the thing that they were making, and it shows it. It the physics are right. It controls well. It's fun to play. It's multiplayer only right now. You know, they're really early. They're still in alpha, I believe.
But it's fun to play with other people. Game. That the only thing they did was put better graphics to it.
If they did it right, that's okay. But most games aren't as good as you remember them. That is one of the things.
Because gaming changes.
When you play them again, you're playing them with different controllers, modern controllers, and they just don't feel like they used to. That happens a lot.
And you're used to.
You see the sadness
playing
in my face?
I'm actually sad
about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, there's Carmageddon Reincarnation. I think it has potential. It's fun. I did have fun playing it, I gotta say. Hey, you guys remember Carmageddon? It was probably huge.
Yeah.
You know,
it was riding in your garage.
Yeah, like in the 90s. Yeah. So it's a remake of it. It's pretty darn good. It's solid. Still needs work. Rocket League. Yeah, you're gonna talk about that one more later. I didn't even play it yet. I just got it and I meant to play it, but then we got into playing Killing Floor. Nothing gets in the way of Killing Floor.
No,
for me.
No. We had some great Killing Floor at Death Fest.
Defense Grid 2. I love Defense Grid. That's a tower defense game, but it's actually good. That happens every once in a while. Every once in a while, they make a good tower defense game, and Defense Grid 2 is a good one. Well, Defense Grid was. Defense Grid 2 is pretty good. Those bastards, they gave me a beta for review, and it expired.
What?
Really?
Well, I bought it for like $5, so I'm not complaining. I'm like, you really, guys?
Cause, yeah, yeah.
You know, we do get quite a few games for review here, and we never review them. No, I'm just kidding. We talk about them on the show most of the time.
Right, right. Hey, I try.
Hey, I got a review of his on my desktop right now.
A review of his review?
No. Yeah,
there you're doing
oh
shitty.
Oh my god, I gotta do that.
Oh man, yeah. We're gonna review reviews.
Gotta do that. Remember that one.
Well, the latest review I did, would be really funny to review because it's really terrible.
Larry, but you're low effort.
I like just low effort, Larry.
Just corrected the video on that one. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. I gotta stay on it. Planet Explorers. Remember Empyrion? And I said this would be the same thing. This is, but it's much prettier and it's further along. I was playing it at NetFest, and a few people were peeking over my shoulder asking what it was. What is that pretty game? It was indeed.
Who is Planet that Explorers. Pretty boy?
Pretty good. Yeah.
It was Honeybot.
You know what?
It was Honeybot. Honeybot.
I'll bring up kind of a interesting point of NetFest. You know, a lot of people are just playing their own solo game, but the fact that everybody's playing it in the same room,
yeah,
gives that experience of.
Well, hey, what are you playing? So I haven't seen that.
It was, which is almost like real life Twitch. It was real life Twitch. Twitch before Twitch.
Yeah,
you had
yeah.
to peek over somebody's shoulder,
and you got to actually see what's going on.
It was like watching them inappropriately.
Yeah,
right. So that was kind of cool, you know.
That is. Yeah.
Ooh,
yes.
Soft hair.
I know.
It's conditioner.
Showering.
Wash every other day. Condition every day.
That's yeah, it's been working out for us.
It's
been
going.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for buying me time. Okay.
I'll touch Larry just
what? This is worth spending. Apotheon.
Apotheon?
Yeah, this is worth talking about. All right. I'm going to read their description of it, and then I'll talk a little bit about it, because I have actually played this for a couple hours.
All right.
Which I didn't expect to. I just, like I said, I'm going to poke my head in here, take a look, because the art style looks really beautiful. Cool. Yes, that's what I said. Yeah, I got down that rabbit hole. Apotheon is a heroic action game set within the vibrant world of ancient Greek mythology. I put the two words together. Greekology. Ascend Mount Olympus, wrestle with the divine powers from the pantheon of gods, and save mankind. Seriously,
Percy Jackson?
Is there voices?
Is it Percy Jackson?
No, there's no Percy Jackson. I'm trying Percy to think Jackson? If it's voice acted or not. I honestly cannot remember because I was so into the storyline. I really? Cannot remember whether it was voice acted or whether they're just writing. Just and the graphic style is beautiful. It's a beautiful game. Side scrolling.
Okay, that is actually pretty cool.
Side scrolling, beat 'em up ish, adventurous, RPG ish type of thing. It's got a little bit of everything. Let's take a look at some.
Looks like you're playing on the side of a Greek
space. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
No, that's really brilliant. That's
downright beautiful.
Clever style of graphics, actually.
Yeah.
Well done. Just nice storyline.
That's got potential.
And the controls feel good. So
I'll have to see if that's still on sale.
Just like your
and
full controls, because.
And it uses game controllers like a real thing should.
Because mostly if I do PC gaming, I mostly just want a console game.
Oh.
All right, so next it's Sir, You Are Being Hunted. Another survival type of game, Sir, You Are Being Hunted. This is actually pretty big. I've not played it. It's multiplayer, though, so I'd like to get the group together and play this. It looks great.
Maybe
it's
let's
got
play.
Great reviews. It's
maybe
got,
let's play.
It's got overwhelmingly positive reviews.
Do you think we could play it three times and have a successful run? Unlike God Mode?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, and we did pick on God Mode during NetFest because it deserved it.
Yeah,
it
did. Didn't we try? No, we didn't.
All right. No, we didn't.
Captain Forever Remix, which is a build-your-own starship. It's supposed to be they threw roguelike in there. I played literally a minute of it before I got pulled away. Oh, shut the hell up!
No, it's rogue kites.
Evil Defenders looked good at the time. Had no fucking idea.
What the hell, guys? You like...
Shopkeep.
Put a full beer in the pyramid.
No, we didn't.
Yes,
stay on target, Larry. Stay on target.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Shopkeep. I played a game a long time ago. I'm trying to remember the name of it, where you were the shopkeep in an adventure game, and this is the same type of thing. I actually finished that other game, which is very rare.
That's a clever idea, actually.
So this is the same idea. God damn it, I'm never going to make it through. Sublevel Zero, which I think is another Descent ripoff.
If you didn't buy the game, it would be an issue. But continue.
But Rob, I'm so interested.
Shut up! Endless Legend. Endless is a series. I talked
of
about
Endless
Dungeon
Rants.
Of the Endless. And it looks pretty good. Excited to play it. Not going to play it. No, I'm going to play it. And I'm like, Broforce. Dude, have you guys seen this thing?
No, no, I've not seen that.
It's another one of those side-scrolling shoot-em-ups that's just like all candy shooter. I have not played it yet, but this is actually like, I'm excited to play. I'm like ready for this one. Other ones, I'm kind of looking for a needle in the haystack, but this one I know is going to be good.
But right. I will mention this, though. Going back to your shopkeeper game, there was a board game similar to that called Fantasy Business.
Yahtzee.
And it was, and it's now out of print, but it's great. I love it, and I'd love to get a copy of it, but it's going for like $75, and it's
holy
more
crap!
Like,
well, I got this sucker for less than $5, so
maybe this is the alternative.
I think the other one's called Chantilly. It's really good, by the way. Yeah, Chantilly lace in my face. Gonna put you in your place. Gonna bend. Oh, I've been drinking.
Stay on target.
Trine 3 is next. I played Trine 1 and 2. They're great side scrollers. It looks like this one's got some 3D in it. I mean, they were all 3D, but they were all side scrolling. This looks like
the first one.
Yeah, it's got some. I really liked it. It's got a good sense of humor, good interplay between the characters, great platforming action.
Teddy bear.
Fun game. Don't know about 3 yet. Haven't played it. And Guns and Zombies. No freaking idea. Sounded like a good idea at the time. I probably was at NetFest drinking when I bought it.
What do you mean probably? You were.
Okay, I was at NetFest drinking when I bought it. It looked interesting, though. All right, so that
is... We bought a lot of games. Well, Rob bought a lot of games. We all picked
something.
We all bought something.
One.
Yeah, but it was a damn good one.
You picked a good one. Again, that was Grim Dawn, by the way.
Just Grim Dawn.
Those of you don't remember.
All right. That's my cousin. Hope she's not listening to that one.
Hope she's not
actually,
listening
she'd
to that
like
one.
Alright, we will be back in a few minutes with our picks of the litter.
Yes, and there are some really good picks of this litter.
But we need a break desperately.
Yes, we do. Because
we are losing focus.
We've
fast.
Been drinking.
That is true.
Tower of drinking.
And I cannot stop this from here. So I'm going to have to go all the way over there.
All the way over there, Rob. All the way.
Let's go all the way.
I got a Rocket League for you.
Whoa! What a game!
Well, it's the second half of the show, and it never goes well.
That's because, Rob, this is why it doesn't go well. Because
somebody knocked over the amazing pyramid we had in the first half.
Larry, did you knock over the pyramid?
Lars went crazy on the pyramid.
The pyramids of Lars.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Lars
pyramid.
Here's
that's
the last
first episode.
The very first episode.
They built the pyramid with a full beer in the middle.
Whose beer was that, Larry?
And so I was going to take
Lars.
That. So I tried to slip an empty in there.
Not so.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. Right, I watched it. I could see happen. The failure. It started meaning
did
over.
You see the idea first? It was just like, he's going to try to swap out beers real quick. And that shit ain't going to work.
He almost had for a second. Then he's like, all right, it's going to go.
This all is right, why so, we can't have Rob, nice what's things. The second half of the show about?
It is the pick of the litter. What is your best pickup of the season?
Of the whole season or of the Steam sale?
Nah, let's go with the Steam sale.
Yeah, let's go with the Steam sale.
I count
let's
that
focus
as the
it
season.
Down. All right.
Never Alice. Matters other than that.
Alice.
Alice?
Yeah. She was the best pickup. Oh, wait. Whoa.
Not that kind of pickup.
I really liked her Wonderland.
Now I like going down her rabbit hole.
Made my Cheshire Cat smile.
It's apparently she's apparently quite popular.
Evidently, she's been busy.
So, you want to talk about Cabbages and Kings? Because I do.
Bravo.
Hey, man, you got to read through the looking glass.
You do.
Or the peephole.
Off of his head.
No. They already tried that once.
That's now, where we draw the line.
The circumcision line.
You mean circumference.
I'm sorry.
This is brutal.
Back on topic.
Stay on target. Just impact on the surface. All right, that's it. All right, so pick up the letter, Larry.
Well,
oh boy.
You know your tall is when he says it. Well,
you know, I have no idea. You know, I have no idea what my pick of the litter would be.
You didn't read the show notes, did you?
I didn't buy that many. And what I bought was downloadable content of what I already had. So I love the port of Talisman. You know, I talked about it earlier. I bought all the. If you like the game, the board game Talisman.
I'm spinning a yarn.
You should invest in the e-game.
Okay.
You should invest in the e-game. It's the cleanup's quicker and easier. And you know, if your friends are not nearby, you can always play against the computer, or you can always play long distance. I play Talisman with my daughter. I knew where this group was at, so I didn't hear.
Keep on topic. Just stay on topic.
The right stay on topic. That one. The I was not specific enough. That was not going to go well.
Keep stay on topic.
So I really feel like Talisman is a solid choice on Steam. It's a cheap in if you want the base game and you don't know much about it. But if you're an experienced Talisman player and you like the Talisman, so to speak, genre, most of the downloadable content mimics what the expansions are in the real world. And so, hey, I think they did a great job.
That was my question. That was the downloadable content, very similar to what the expansions that you bought.
Yeah.
So, how much did the downloadable content cost you, out of curiosity?
Each sort of expansion was $2-3.
Well, that's not bad at all.
So, I probably have $60 invested total for everything I bought, and I own almost everything. Now, if one was to buy the board game and buy everything, you're probably talking 200, something like that.
Easy.
So, I mean, it's cheaper to buy the e-version of the same game. But, I mean, there is something. I still love a board game that's in front of me and friends around me and stuff like that. But if you really like that game and you don't always have those friends around or something, or, you know.
You don't have friends.
Well, let's not go there. You know, they're just not around, you know. The Steam version is great. It is perfect. It is a perfect port of a board game. And so that's why it's my pick.
So Larry's pick is Mary Steam Virgin. I said virgin, not virgin.
Talisman!
She was a
Talisman! I mean,
Talisman!
Larry and a young bourbon.
Larry and a young bourbon.
All right. How about you?
I picked up one game, so it's also the best and the worst pick of the letter. Crim
Dawn. That was a good pick.
I've only got one pick, dude, so it's got to be everything.
All right. Well, it's a good pick.
That game, you can't stop me on that game. I just love that game type. To me, it's the best game type.
You're every RPG in the world to me.
I'm a favorite fantasy. Grim Dawn.
All right.
You didn't really try a lot of other things.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's what he got during Steam, so it's his pick.
You're like a guy who married the first guy he slept with.
I haven't slept with any dudes. So
it's okay, baby. We can help
him. Oh, wait a minute.
We didn't snap, man. We were boning. There's a difference. We ain't no cuddling.
Hey, we cuddled. No!
We are avoiding that topic like the plague.
No, I did see War of the Ships? What, World of Warships or something?
World of Warships.
The thing
Warships.
That Jim played the whole time.
No, World of Warships. Yeah, Jim no, and...
He wasn't playing Honey Pop.
Yeah. Thank God I wasn't there for that time.
You know what? I feel like that is Rob's favorite game right now. He's spraying it up a thousand times.
That's not bad. The audio track for that is amazing.
Audio track.
Five in a row!
Because what? It's Bejeweled, basically, with...
Yeah, with orgasm sounds.
For men.
With orgasm sounds.
Hey, lesbians can be in it too.
I play Honey Pot for the articles.
It's for the dialogue. No, but World of Warships looked really
World
pretty.
World of Warships is really
But
beautiful.
It might have only looked pretty because it was on Jim's crazy ass rig.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. But no, but that's another freemium.
You mean the rig on a 40-inch screen and shooting to the ceiling?
Yeah,
with a projector.
Yeah.
And
No, it's a cool game, but it's another one of those games. Now, Jim's played it for a long time, so he built his fleet up over time, not spending money on it. But you can buy your fleet too, and I always get weird about those games.
Buy skins, don't buy the buy the content.
You know
the
how
game.
I feel about that, yeah. So,
see, my thing is, I don't have problems with people buying. Like some people, it's fine because hey, not everyone has the time though.
then don't make a game that takes time to do that. You know, I'm sorry.
Or you just know that it's going to be
right.
a year investment.
A grinder.
Yeah, it's going to be a grind. I'm not.
Or at least
be
just
best.
Don't maybe play against them then.
Yeah.
Put them in their own.
Yeah, put them in their own league.
Make people that are that far along in their own league.
Right.
I wish every game did that. Honestly.
Yeah. Separate off the people who really watch good. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
against the people who actually grinded their way
make
up.
That's actually an interesting question. Then. We actually don't
there's
look
an
at
an interesting idea for a game developer.
But or you can we leave don't it, know how they do it. Game assignments. I mean, a lot of games like modern shooters and things like that do where it's
yeah, you said do.
Try to do that, but where it's skill based, so that might be a factor into how they place people.
Yeah,
well,
right.
We
that's
don't
why
know.
I was going
we really
level
don't
50s
know.
You can
who got my first day playing.
You're just that
three.
Good.
I have yeah, played.
I camped that well.
A premium style game that had an open world, and you could attack lesser player characters,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, it punished you for attacking them.
That's nice.
How does
I
it,
like
know,
player punishment.
How does it punish you?
Spankings.
Well, because you get like negative experience because you attacked a much lesser,
and that's rightfully so. Then
you know.
So what if they initiate it? Do you still get lesser points?
No, I bet not. I'm sure
no.
if you initiate the attack.
No.
So
yeah, there was a game that used to do that.
That's actually clever.
It was on Facebook of all places. I think it was Ninja something used to do that. It would. It wouldn't.
Not
you wouldn't
interest?
Get anything for it. I mean, you get nothing
right.
out of it.
So if you just
except
de-incentify
yeah. walloping them,
attacking lesser characters,
no, still
you
don't.
Do it does a pretty nice job. You know what? Sometimes you can't control the dick factor. You know, and that you know,
and especially if they're talking smack when they're a lower character.
Well, yeah, but
then you just got
to
put
it
them
all
in the place.
Back down to I don't like games where you can buy your way to the top because there's always going to be somebody who's going to be able to buy their way to the top above you. There's always going to be that. So.
Well, what I'm saying is it's always about family.
Yeah, I mean, I do hate
I
it.
I mean, it's $50
I do
now,
hate
dude,
it
if you
when,
want to buy your way
if
to
you
the
want top.
Top.
Yeah, if you want top.
If you want top dog.
I do hate it when you get that message. You are now in combat with Richie Rich.
Yeah, thank you. Fucked. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, you're picking a little
I imagine Richie Rich now playing against me in those.
That's right. So I bought one game specifically, and, I mean, Killing Floor 2 is awesome, so.
No. So, yeah, the first weekend,
we
literally had
one.
Two full rounds of Killing Floor going out at the same time.
Yeah.
Killing Floor has maxed out of 6 players, if you haven't played it before, and we had 2 groups of 6 playing, and, oh, my God, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Oh,
Call-outs were hard.
I know we did, but it was
still
worth every minute of it.
Time, yeah.
But like I said, I did spend a bunch of time just sitting there going through random games on Steam, checking things out, and there was actually another one. I can't remember the name of it that looked interesting I showed you. Basically, it's black and white, all like just like lines and stuff of it's a shooter, and it's top-down view, and it's like in like...
Oh, the hat!
Yeah,
hat!
Southwest, and everything's black and white
oh,
and
that
red for the blood.
Awesome. I didn't get that.
And it's like very close up, so you can't like see very far, but it's all top down. You have to run around shooting each other. It looks a lot
called,
of
I
fun.
I want to say it's called Hats.
It's not Hats.
No, I'm sure. Wait a minute.
I think he's insane.
Steam Old West game Hats.
That's because he's literally the only person wearing a hat right now.
No. So literally what you see is their hats from the top.
And that's it. So you can't tell, but the best part is there are NPCs, like non-attackable characters that are just sitting around with the hats too. So you can literally just sit there and no one will know potentially that you are playing, and then also you turn around and shoot them. I mean, there's a lot of way. It looked really good.
Really did look extremely good. It's an Old West game. So basically you're seeing all the Old West hats from the top, and it's
some were black, some were white.
No, it's all black because it's not like you said. It's all like a pen sketch or a pencil sketch.
Wait,
top down
so
view.
None of them were white.
No, there was no white hats.
Wow, I'm certainly.
But the game looked really
are some
good.
Larry feels underprivileged right now.
Okay, so good call on that one. Actually, I should have gotten that one. It looked pretty good, actually.
It did. And then
what's the name of it?
I don't know. I was trying to find the name on it.
I'll look while you guys are talking about it.
Yeah,
but there's one more game that I saw that I want to play. I saw it initially a while back, and then I forgot about it until I saw it. Me and Ben were talking about it because it looks so creepy. It's called Dyatlov Pass. And basically it's about this mystery where a bunch of hikers were killed in Russia in like 1959 under really weird, mysterious circumstances. And it's a horror game, and I'm not usually into horror games, but it's not...
I thought he said horror game.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounded like horror game, personally.
Actually the predecessor to Honey Pop.
Yeah. That's a sequel, yeah. But it seems, at least from the videos that I've seen of it and stuff, it seems less like jump out and scary, more so like creepy things, like you're walking down a hallway and all of a sudden the hallway keeps stretching out and like the shutters like clamor,
I like
just
that.
Weird things that make you like, oh god, something happened, but then it just looks really good.
The monsters that do roam around are just kind of these weird, creepy, glowing orange apparitions that they're not like hunting you out where you'd be like, no, I have to hide in this corner, I've got to hide here really quick because this thing is going to eat me. It's a really just creepy, and it's got a lot of weird like tribal things in it too. Mm-hmm. Just like old texts, and it's just
Nate.
Like, what the hell's going on here?
Never into like the pop out like with movies like
jump scare.
I'm like, I'm bored. But this just, I like the creepy where it messes with you. Where it's just like, oh man, the type of stuff where you're sleeping.
The Rabiance.
And it horrifies you.
It does horrify me. The Rabiance.
Oh yeah, totally.
Especially that Argyle. All sweaty.
Oof. Yeah. All
right. And so, that sweater.
I'm going to go with Rocket League. Damn it. So,
tell us all about Rocket League.
Rocket League.
You seem quite excited.
It's a great game.
You also seem very enamored with adjusting that.
Only because I'm trying to, I'm setting the scene for I'm setting the frame here. Wait, what? Really, Larry? No, put that back down. So, Rocket League was another one of my pickups over it.
I was trying to help.
Yeah, thanks.
Epic fan.
You took the last beer too, dude.
Hell yeah!
Did you?
So he said this was the last beer, and then he went and got
one more. And then he went and got one more.
He's an ass.
So Rocket League is basically the best way to describe
it. Shame on you, Larry.
Is soccer with stunt car combined. So
football for the rest of the world.
Yeah, well, the United States, so it's soccer for all of us. Okay, so basically, what you have is this large ball. A soccer-style field and cars that can perform acrobatics, and you're trying to get the ball down the field to the other goal. It's fast-paced, beautiful. The graphics are really good.
And something also super cool about it, you can't buy power-ups.
No.
You can buy skins to it.
It's exactly. You can buy DLC for it, but the DLC is skins. Thank
only skins.
God. Everybody is starting on an even field and ending on an even field.
Very slight differences between
models. Your way to the top.
You don't even earn your way to the
top. No, it's all skill based.
It's all skill based. Yeah. It's really a good one. If you've got a standard Xbox style controller for your PC, it plays flawlessly with an Xbox style controller. You can use your keyboard. This is really a better controller based game.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Ooh, I already love it.
Thank you. It's more a console style game. And you can play it online. You can play it on LAN. Brilliant game. Absolutely quick.
And it's to me, it looks like it's a game that could run basically on anything.
Oh, hell yes. We ran on a whole bunch of systems. You know, it'll do like screen to screen. It'll do, you know, a split screen type where you have four people on one screen. It's got a lot of options like that. The game plays really well. Straightforward, great arcade action.
Some super cool, basically non-stop soccer.
Yeah. Because
there are no outs. All of the walls to the floor are curved.
Right. So the physics of it are you can drive your car right up the damn wall.
Right up the wall.
And go.
Yeah.
So the
is it cooperative? Like you have a team of four cars?
No, you're playing teams of two.
Teams of two.
Well, you can do 1v1, 2v2, and then...
I think 2v2 is the highest you can do.
No, there's a 3v3.
Is there a 3?
Okay, 3v3!
Yeah, we only did 2v2. So, I have not played it that much. I only played it at NetFest. So I didn't get a lot of time to play it.
I feel like that's a net play coming for 16.
Ooh, you know, I'm thinking a let's play would be 16. Really good with what? That, actually.
That'd be a good one.
That would be a good one to do. Yeah. Good call, Larry. Yeah. All right, so that's my pick of the litter. All right, Rob?
Oh, I just want to interject. I did find the name of the game, the top-down Western. 12 is better than 6.
That's right. That's what it was called.
It's called Hats, guys!
I remember talking about 12 is better than 6. Because if you're going to do it, 12 is better than 6.
It's true.
Do what it is.
Less it's the number of thumbtacks in your ass.
I was thinking about more of a
something stop. Else in your ass.
Just stop. In which case, my mic. Like,
oh, we're talking about like six.
Hey, go big or go home. Just saying.
No, go.
We're
many.
Talking about six or 12 a round, right?
All right, Rob.
Put it in, Rob. Put it into the home base.
Yeah,
let's put. Give it us your best, Rob.
Space dock this real quick.
Wait, I don't remember. I hate when we go to.
I hate when we go to Rob.
Because that means it's gonna end.
Wow.
I do.
No, it never ends when me. It goes to here's Rob.
It never ends when it goes.
When
to
we
home
go
base.
To Rob, spells the end. Oh. I just don't want it to end.
Everybody listening is like, God, just let it
just
end.
Just end it. Oh, my God. Go to Rob.
End it all on myself, damn it.
You know, I had a thought.
No, you didn't.
Fast forward by just taking your finger across the bottom.
Yeah. Right. Slide. Just slide. Trust me.
No, I have this really, really great thought. About how I have this really interesting thought about Steam sales. And you can go, but I'd still like to talk about it.
No, talk about it now real quick. Rob needs to end the show.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll talk about it now. So, you know what's interesting about a Steam sale? Is inventory. They have 100% inventory at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, most of the time when you have a sale, it's like, I have a lot of
sales. I got 10 of these, right.
And now I want to get rid of these.
Yeah.
And so now I won't have 10 of them.
Right.
But a Steam sale is they have 100% inventory 100% of the time. It's like, how do they determine, like...
What's going to go on sale?
What's going to go on sale? Is there some sort of... Like, there was a game I was looking for. Undertales. We've talked about it on the show.
It's about underwear, right?
I think it's going to be an interesting game. No, it's not about underwear. It's about
is
that...
It about it's underwear about underwear for tails?
It's about that game that I talked about where you could play evil, neutral, or 100% pacifist, right? And I was looking for it. It was only 20% the entire sale.
Yeah, well...
So, do they go to the vendors?
They've got...
And, like... So, they had 10,000 things on sale. Did they, like...
I have to assume the vendors...
Ask every one of the vendors,
I assume
like,
the authors have to get some kind of clearance because they, if they sell
technically
under...
Technically, they own it.
They are only selling it for $10.
Right.
I mean, you know.
I get it,
but... There are other people who are selling it for only $10 that were 80% off during the Steam sale.
I bought all of them.
I know. So it's like, it's such a weird, different dynamic.
I am sure there's a computer program that figures it all out for them.
That, you know, it's just such a different
some
experience.
Some sort of artificial intelligence that figures out
maybe
Steam sales.
Then
maybe
hard
AI,
sales, yeah, like yeah. This glass. Right. You know, it's just such
or
a different experience.
Or the liquor that goes
in.
Yeah. All right. So, Rob, now that Larry's kind of dead.
Stalled you out.
It was just weird. It was just a thought, you know, about Steam sales.
What were we talking about?
Pick a little letter.
Hell no, dude.
What the hell?
Tabs on the left side. Like that's mine.
You
day.
Changed that.
No, he didn't.
Right here.
Tabs on the left
right
side.
Here. You suck.
Pick the
you stole my beer.
I didn't steal letter. No beers.
Put us out of our misery, Rob.
Old Yeller this shit.
Yes.
And then beer stealer.
I'm going to go with, I'll go with Apotheon, I think.
I gotta say, after looking
Apotheon.
After looking at those graphics, I think I'm gonna try to find that one.
Yeah, it's a good game. It plays well. It was a surprise. It was one of those games that had a really good Steam sale price on it. I'd been looking at it three or four times. You know how many games look good but aren't good. This game looks good and plays good. So, yep, let's
give
it
us
a
the price.
Looks well, plays well.
Give us the price.
What is it right
What's
now?
Going for now?
$90.
Because it might even be worth it at that. I'm sold.
Yeah, it really. I gotta say the graphics look really good.
It's
on, that
it's
one.
On the high. It's $14.99.
Really? That's expensive.
You
huh?
Get the multiplayer version.
No, oh, that's nice.
$15 isn't that expensive.
I'm not
even
convinced that's high.
It is when I don't own
you
a hard copy of anything.
You get the multiplayer version for free with it.
You go to the movie theaters and you're spending about $10.
If you were to go on G2A, you could get the the Steam key for $3.73.
Oh, that sounds like a deal! Cha-ching! Okay, right, so there.
Rob, tell people what G2A is, because we're familiar with it, but some of our users may have not have heard. By the way, a lot of those codes we give away come from G2A.
G2A is a lovely website at www.g2a.com that sells games at a reduced price. This is largely due to the disparate world market for video games.
Right. It's a European site.
They will occasionally... They come from all sorts of different sources, but in some cases they come from countries where the game is cheaper because we're funding the rest of the world's gaming. I think Europe actually is probably funding the rest of the world's gaming. I think they pay more for it. But, yeah.
Slightly more sketchy site than other places. Steam.
Only slightly. G2A is really
cool. I have no problem with them. I've never had any problems.
They give you a Steam key?
Yeah. They give you a key. An actual key.
Within
key, not a
few minutes.
Not automatically added to your library.
Correct. Thank you, which I really like. That's what we like about G2A.
And they do guarantee it. I mean, they do have a version of it where you don't get a guaranteed key, but
you got to spend a dollar. Right, to get a guaranteed key.
Yeah, so really, you pay $5. You pay $5 for a poppy. And
I have never done that, and I've always gotten good keys from them. I've never gotten a bad key.
Now, if you don't have a guaranteed key, can you go back and go,
screwed.
No, you can't.
I would get sued.
So they just gank your money?
They gank your money if you don't buy a guaranteed key.
But I ganked your beer.
I've never gotten
a bad key.
So basically, they're ganking their money out of the fear that they would gank your key, but
they
don't.
Would you like the 1-year warranty with this? That's exactly what
they're sell
doing.
A bunch of gank keys, you're not going to get very much money, number one. And, number two, you're gone. You're kicked off the thing. So
yeah, so there's
really
no
reason for them to do it.
It may be okay.
It's much like.
But, I mean, hell, it's
Bundle
so much
Stars.
Cheaper.
I've never gotten a bad key off.
No, exactly.
They're
Thank
not
going to
give you one because they've already got them pre-reserved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your choice. That's a good choice, actually.
Yep.
I like that.
So with that, I am going to wrap up the evening. Don't forget to visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can check us out on Steam on our cute little game group. By the way, we are just almost to 100 members on our group.
100th member gets a free car.
No, they don't.
100th member gets a free car.
They get Ben's car. They get Ben's car.
Wait,
Ben will drive it out to you personally.
Personally, I will give you a free car.
But still free car.
Shut up, dude. That's the play I was going to do on him.
I do
really
remind
we got
events coming up. We got events coming up.
No, we have a lot of events coming up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Grumble.
We'll be live at Midwinter. At the Midwinter
Gaming convention.
I always want
Midwinter Gaming Convention.
We'll have links up on the website and, of course, on our Facebook at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. We will also be at the Midwest Gaming Classic in March, right?
Woo! April.
Yeah, it's April.
April 8th through the 10th.
Yep. We'll have a big ass room there this year.
Damn
supposedly.
All your guys, grab a beer with us.
Yep, it's going to be a good time. Both of these events are going to be good. We're going to be giving away a game console at Midwinter, and we're going to have a panel up there, and we're going to actually record a live show there. We do that every once in a while. That's fun time. Listen. Time. Ooh, sorry.
It's a funky time.
Also, check us out on Twitter, and we're at Guys Games Beer on Twitter.
No and.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
But we Twitter your daughter.
Yay! All right, all those things are linked to from www.net. Thank you very much for watching. You guys have a
dead audience.
Oh my god. Bye!
Bye!